Well, howdy guys, how are you today? Now, as you know, I've been on the planet for some time. Soon to get off, I think. But here's maybe some tips for you, or maybe not. And as we all know, the world has changed quite considerably. And not for the better, is it? You know, I used to like to go see movies and shows and comedy. That was many years ago. I don't enjoy it anymore. That's because I'm a miserable son of a bitch now. No, it isn't. You see, when you used to go see a movie, you used to get away from it all. It was entertaining. You could get away from all the life's woes sort of thing. But nowadays, they're incorporating all the things in life that's bad and putting it into movies and TV shows as well. In fact, I'm usually more depressed watching a movie than I was before I started watching it. And don't get me started on comedy. It's not even funny anymore, is it? It's bland. It's boring. That's because they don't upset anybody. Even one person. Yeah, everything's kind of gone woke, hasn't it? It's all about feelings and emotions. And what species on the planet Earth is about feelings and emotions? Yeah, that's right. And of course, guys, as you know, all have to shave. Well, most of us do, don't we? I had a mustache once. It was more work than shaving. I can imagine what it would be like having a beard, having to trim it up all the time to make it look kind of neat. Now, I shave about 3 times a week. Man, of course, I only do my legs on Friday nights. But males are being kind of screwed over, aren't they? With blades. And we all remember Gillette, don't we? Your father used Gillette. The son used Gillette. Gillette was everywhere. But they weren't cheap, were they? Then came the advertisements from Gillette. It was made by a femon, trying to degrade and shame men. And they were their customers, weren't they? They were actually insulting their customers. And most men were like me. They walked away. I stopped buying Gillette products right from that day, and I won't be buying any more for the rest of my life that's got Gillette on it. Which, of course, left a big void. And somebody came in to fill that void, and it was Harry's. That's the razor on the right. And at first, they were reasonably priced. A fairly good product. But over time, the prices have gone up and up, and they're almost just like Gillette now. I believe they started off with 3 blades, then 4 blades, and you couldn't get to 3 blades. Now 5 blades, and you can hardly find the 4 blades. And of course, every upgrade is more money. I mean, how close a shave do you want to get to take a layer of skin off with 5 blades? Maybe 10. Of course, they could have come out with the 5 blades straight away, but they didn't. That's to make more money, of course. I've heard some rumours about Harry's company as well. Not good ones. So anyway, I decided to try a different razor. A cheaper one. Harry Shaver, reasonably well made, but expensive. In fact, in a lot of cases, they're more expensive than Gillette now, because Gillette have tried lowering their prices. But for me, Gillette is too late. Now, this one here was £3.50, for the handle and a blade. That's Sainsbury's own. And to be honest, it's far better made than the Harry's. The handle feels solid. Quality. I also bought a pack of 4 blades for it. 4 heads, but only 3 bladers. But I find them to be enough. And these were only £2.50. You're talking about Harry's blades, you're talking about 4. Probably 8-9 quid. And to be honest, it gives a pretty good shave. At less than half price. That's what I like. Now I know you can get electric rotary razors from Philips, I think are the best, but they've never given me a very close shave at all. Wouldn't it be great if they could give you an injection or a tablet that you could take and you'd stop growing facial hair? Just over my lifetime, I'm just wondering how much money I've spent on shaving. Anyway, this is Sainsbury's own shaver. and it seems to work just fine for me. Oh yeah, of course I don't buy Gillette foam anymore. I tried other brands, and I tried this one at the Co-op. Absolutely garbage. The foam doesn't even stick to your face. It drips off. So stay away from this one at Co-op. And as it's there, and I've just actually used it, this is sugar soap. Great for cleaning walls or paintwork, especially getting nicotine off. Before you paint, or you just want to clean it up. This has been going ever since I can remember. Now it isn't cheap, but it does work very, very well. There are other brands, but they're not as good. Of course, they are slightly cheaper, because they don't work as well. We used to use this many, many years ago for washing all the walls, ceiling, and paintwork down in pubs before it was repainted. So it has a proven track record. I'm just full of tips today. Not necessarily good ones. If you're going to do some decorating in your house or wherever you live, get a 12-inch roller. Not a 9-inch, a 12-inch. And don't buy a cheap one. Buy a good one, like this one. It makes your job far easier and quicker and leaves a great finish. Oh, I know you can buy those kits in, say, B&Q or whatever, you know, with the roller, the head, and the tray. But you'll spend more of your time dipping it in the tray than you will putting it on the wall or ceiling. And using a big square bucket is far less mess as well than a tray. This roller handle goes from 9-inch to 12-inch to 18-inch. And it's a purdy. I think the roller head is as well. The other thing is, don't buy cheap paint. It's cheap for a reason. Those people who go to, say, B&Q or places like that and get, say, Dulux, at a real good price, it's not the same paint as you'd get somewhere like Brewers or something, an actual paint store. It's a far superior quality than it is in, say, places like B&Q. After all, you don't want to have to keep doing it every couple of months, do you? And you usually end up having to put 3 coats on of the cheaper paint and only 2 of the good paint. And it'll last longer and look better. So really, you're not saving anything at all. Well, there you go, guys. That's my quick tips for today, which probably hasn't helped anybody. Anyway, you take it easy, guys. Ciao.